The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, February the 11th. It's good to have you with us. We've got two topics today. We'll start, first of all, with Heather Harlan from the Phoenix program. Good to have you here.
Surviving all that snow
and the cold that we had.
I'd like to talk today about treatment and how treatment saves businesses money.
Treatment saves, well, that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And most of your listeners already know that Phoenix Programs is a substance abuse treatment center, or actually a health center, that focuses on individuals and their families seeking long-term recovery from substance abuse issues. And so what I really want business leaders and employers and supervisors to really gather around the radio and pay more attention to the monitor here, because we're going to talk about how treatment saves businesses money. Now, we heard Governor Nixon not too long ago propose a $25.7 billion operating budget for Missouri. Mm-hmm. What most Missourians don't know, that about 7.25% of that budget is an economic has to be economic burden of cleaning up the mess from alcohol and other drug abuse in Missouri, 7.25%. So, and a lot of that falls on businesses. So in what way? Well, when there's substance use, alcohol, and other drugs involved, we see a number of things happen. Number one, the cost of insurance and health care go up. Injury rates go up at work. Productivity goes down. And then the thing I'd like to focus on, especially here, is turnover rates. For the business community to see, and what I'd like you to, for folks who are listening in the business community, to envision, if you have, I mean, you have, Paul, a team of people that get through and make your work happen.
And if you lose somebody from that team, you have to go out and retrain another person.
You're reading my notes.
I'm not reading your notes, but it only makes common sense. You have to go out and retrain another person, and that costs more money.
Exactly. And so what we want employers to look at is, actually, the research is showing us from the National Institute of Drug Abuse that the response might be, well, we need to fire them. That's going to cost you 12 to 17 times more money because of the, you'll have to retrain. And then how long does it take? You can only imagine how long it really takes for a person that's hired to be retrained to really become a functioning member of that team. Six months, a year, years for some professions. So we really want businesses to know that most of the people, most of our services are an outpatient, so that people can continue to work. If supervisors are wondering, well, what do I say? What are the signs and symptoms? I don't know what to do next. We can walk them through every step of that.
And the other thing, you still have a weekly
get-together? Yeah, we do. Monday nights, six to eight for family members. Yeah.
If they feel that somebody in their family is having a problem, they can come to the Phoenix program.
6 to 8 on Monday nights.
Free
except for having Monday.
Talk about it.
Monday holidays are lots of snow. Yeah.
Okay.
So they can call 573-875-8880. They can find us on the web, Phoenix Programs Inc., or they can find us on Facebook. But you could be doing a family a big favor and save yourself a lot of money.
Okay, and so, you don't have to bring the family member with you to go to
that
meeting.
Right, no, but in terms of if you're a business person and you think I've got someone that's got some issues, give us a call. That's the place to always start. Thanks, Paul.
Heather Harlan,
thank you so much for coming by. It's always good to be here.
Now, next topic. We've got Chris Belcher with us. Good to have you here.
Hey, Paul.
Chris from the Columbia Public School System. Actually, only with the Columbia Public School System through, what, June?
June 30th, yes.
Yeah. When this school season session is over, you're moving on.
I am. I'm retiring from the public schools, and I'm going to take a job at the university, being a professor of educational leadership.
Yeah, is that kind of a bittersweet feeling?
It is. I felt like I'd accomplished what I was hired to do here in Columbia, and I wanted to stay in Columbia, and this job opened up, and I thought, what a perfect fit. So the good news is I get to stay around the issues and activities I've been involved in and stay connected.
But you still have a big heart for the Columbia Public School
System. Oh, absolutely. It's the greatest school system I've ever worked for.
What you're honestly feeling?
Absolutely,
that? Okay.
Yes.
What do you want to accomplish, or what can you accomplish between now and June?
I want to leave a legacy. One of the great things about Columbia and Columbia Public Schools is we're a growing system. And when I came here 5 years ago, there was a great need to build a high school, to take care of crowding issues, to reorganize. And we started on that, but we put together a 10-year plan that we keep rolling forward every 2 years. We got the high school built on time, under budget. We're building another elementary school out by that high school. We passed a bond issue in 2012. We're building an elementary school out by Thornbrook because there's crowding in that area. We've got the next phase, which is a bond issue this April, to build another elementary school, really to replace Cedar Ridge Elementary School. Out by the old Hawthorne area, it's going to be a rapid growth area, especially when some of the road construction gets done. Cedar Ridge is a school that we inherited in the 60s during a reorganization. It was a rural school. It was built to house 100 kids.
Now, when you say replace it, do you mean you're going to close that school down?
Yes.
Eventually.
And I don't like to say close the school down. We're simply going to build a school down the road, and we're going to take those Cedar Ridge kids and move them to that school. I don't care if we call it New Cedar Ridge. I mean, it's going to be really close, but the current campus of Cedar Ridge is so small you can't expand on it. We have 100 kids in a little building, and we have 87 kids in trailers outside of the building.
So you got 187 kids there.
Yeah, in a building that wasn't meant to do that, on a piece of ground that's not expandable. We want to build a school for 650 kids, as close to Old Hawthorne subdivision as we can get, to make it walkable. That area is going to grow. It will absorb the kids from Cedar Ridge and also be able to grow with that subdivision. It can take some of the stress off Shepherd Elementary School, which is still growing. And that whole northeast corridor where Battle and the new elementary school is, from that Cedar Ridge out, is going to be a growing area in our community.
So in the future, how many schools do you see the city of Columbia operating?
Well, right now, we're building our 20th elementary school. The one out at Thornbrook will be 21. This will be a replacement, so it won't add to the total number. Mm-hmm. But we're 18,000 students right now. We're the fifth largest school district in the state of Missouri and growing. We grew 270 students this year alone.
Do you see an end to this growth anytime in the near future?
I do not. Here's the issue. Columbia has unemployment below 4%. We have big drivers in insurance and education and health care. We have lots of space. We have access to major highways and roads. And we're a very tolerant and livable city. We are the perfect place for a lot of people to locate. Actually, we have seen, since I've been here 5 years, the number of English language students go from 450 to 1,100 this year. And many of those are refugee students that are being placed here by Catholic Charities because we are such a great community to relocate in.
If people want more information about any of this, I know you wanted to talk about the bond issue, but we're out of time.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That's close enough. They know what's coming. Vote yes, you know, all that stuff.
All right. If people want more information on this, where can they go to find out?
We have a website at columbia.k12.mo.us.
Okay.
We have television stations that broadcast on that. And, of course, they can just pick up a phone and call. But you will probably have to avoid me in the next 2.5
hours. Okay. All right.
Not hear about the body issue.
We're out of time here, Chris. Tomorrow, Talking Hearts Productions and Room at the End. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.